Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's September 7, 2022. I'm Benjamin. And tonight we are doing individual and group healing, which we do every month and is always awesome. Everybody gets healing, whether in the hot seat or not. Many thanks to our live folks who are showing up. And those of you on the recording are just as much a part of this as the live folks. So your ability to receive healing and hold space for those in the hot seat is just as real as if you'd been on the live event. So thanks for showing up for this. All right. So as always, my request when we're doing energetic processes is to please give us your undivided attention because we all create the field together and hold it together. You'll have a better experience. So will everyone else. Also, if you have to leave before we're done, just ask the allies to ease you gently out and that'll be fine. Okay. So as always, before we get into the individual work, we're going to set the container and do embodied awakening together. So we're all primed up and ready to do our best work. So I invite you to please close your eyes and become passive. And as I do this, just feel whatever you feel. If you feel energy coming into your body, just passively have that experience, whatever it's doing. If you don't feel that, just feel your breath come and go passively. And as a reminder, all the beings I call are of high vibration and benevolent intent. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Kuichi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please, for myself and also for myself, maximum Christ consciousness, unconditional love, service to other fourth density consciousness or higher. Thank you, allies. For everybody, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Amma the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu, Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu, Shining Rock, Apu, Mount Pisgah, Apu, Mount Mitchell, Apu, Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, owl, eagle, condor, hummingbird, bear, falcon, fox. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, there's our container. Anyone who would like to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, this is the moment to do it. So we'll leave a moment for our additional allies to arrive. Okay, one moment longer for additional allies. Thank you. All right, now let's all get ourselves into embodied awakening the best we can. That'll make everyone's evening go better, or whatever time of day it may be for you. So I invite you to relax and receive and take a moment first just to feel how you feel, your physical body and your energetic body. Just kind of feel into their current state to get your baseline. Okay, now please repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must, if you wish. Speaking to your higher self. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. That's a good one. So please be passive. Just rest in feeling what's changing inside you. If you feel that, if you don't, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Please be fully passive either way. If you get distracted, as soon as you notice that, just gently come back to feeling energy or breath. The distraction remains in the background, just let it do its thing back there, not a problem. But you return attention to feeling energy or breath. Please be really passive. Please do not use effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Please don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just passive, passive, passive. Let the allies do the work for you. When you get into embodied awakening, you're able to say yes to the following question. Is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Again, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless. If you've got all that going on, you're in embodied awakening. It's feeling very strong. A lot of us are getting in there. You don't have to be all the way into embodied awakening. You can have a kind of in-betweener experience. I mean, even a slight increase in that effect is desirable. So if you don't get all the way there, it's fine. Just take what you got and move with it. Okay, that field feels pretty stable. I think we're good to go on the individual healings. The requirement to be in the hot seat is that you're on the live call and we're able to hear you speak. Seeing you is even better, but speaking at the very least. Let me enable that. So unmuting is now available. If you'd like to be first, just go ahead and unmute yourself and you'll be first in the middle. And while we're here, let me just honor those who have showed up live. Welcome to Brian, Carmen, Cass and Jim, Deanna, Eric, Joanne, Laura, Pancha Avatar, Patricia, and Renate. And Pancha Avatar, as we discussed, if you want to be in the hot seat, you'll need to get off Zoom and come back by phone so we can hear you clearly. But if you're just spectating, your current status is fine. So, Andrea, hello.
Hello.
So, would you like to be first in the healing center?
I would, because I have to leave early tonight. Sorry.
Good. No worries. But,
just a general overall feeling like I'm coming down with something. And there's like a coughing going on. And kind of like burning in the eyes and all this stuff. And
okay. All right. So what we need for you to translate into what you do want. What outcome do you actually desire here?
I would like to feel vibrant and healthy and, full of energy and life.
All right. So vibrant and healthy covers that, don't you think?
Yep.
All right. So let's call that in for you. Okay. All right. Thanks. So you just be passive and receive. And as you're receiving, just feel whatever's happening in your body, be fully present with it, 100% no filter, and that will help you receive it the most efficiently, okay? So vibrant and healthy. So everyone else, we're going to use the hollow reed invocation to help her. We're going to call in what she wants, and then beyond that, we're going to stay totally passive. In the past, we have had people actively sending, and it just has not worked well with the field, so please just be the passive conduit and let your higher self and the allies flow through you to Sundrea and everyone else tonight. Okay, so Sundrea, you stay passive. Everyone else, I invite you to repeat the following after me, aloud if you can, silently if you must. Allies, please flow the energy through me for Sundrea's highest good. May all that is interfering with her maximum vitality and health be cleared or transmuted to love and light. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. All right, now drop the words and everyone just relax and let the energy come. I assume, Sundrea, you whooped because you're feeling the energy?
Yes.
All righty, glad to hear it. All right, you now just, and this is for everyone who gets in the hot seat tonight, just relax, be fully passive, and just let the energy do its thing. We are in safe space. Only that which serves your highest good will occur. And if your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, if you need to cry or holler or move your body in some way, that's all fine. As long as nobody gets injured, let it rip. So, Sandra, you just relax and let the energy move. Now, some of us, as always, are going to be used by the allies to process some of the hot seat person's heavy energy. I'm already shaking and vibrating a little myself. So if you feel that, you're honored. The elder is saying you are conscious and evolved enough. You can handle some of this help, have the heavy energy for the person in the middle. There are some energies that are best transmuted by a physical body. And those who are transmuting, including the hot seat person, may feel heavy energy flushing out their hands or their feet or leaving some other way. So just be with whatever's happening. And let's just let it roll. I'm getting a sense of COVID being cleared. That's a good thing, obviously. So whether you're the hot seat person or the person channeling, you don't have to understand what's happening. You just have to let it happen. A lot of the energy stuff that happens in our calls is literally beyond human comprehension, but we can do our part by just letting it come through and work its magic. It's possible to completely heal something in a context like this and never know what it was. So if thoughts and images swirl around, that's fine. Let them swirl. Just don't focus on them. Keep your attention on the feeling, the somatic experience. That'll give you the best outcome in this style of work. Oh. That was fast. Many others are receiving healing now at the same time. As advertised, everyone who shows up live or on the recording gets healing spontaneously, and the allies are making that happen too. So nothing is being diminished for Sandrea. She's getting the full power of the healing that's being sent through to her, but the allies happen to have access to infinite healing energy, and they're spreading it around. So if you're hearing my voice, you're getting it. Just relax and let it come through. And if you just stay really passive, if you're not Sandrea, you can simultaneously continue being a conduit for her and receive healing at the same time. It's easy because your human self is not doing it. The allies are doing all the multitasking. You just have to not get in the way. I hope that makes sense. The allies are saying, y'all are an advanced crew. You can handle this. Don't think about it. Just feel it. That was a shift. Wow, you feeling that shift there, Sandrea, that just happened?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's less of a flow and more of a stasis field now. And okay, what happened is they cleared away most of what was in the way there for you. And Now it's like they're just holding a vibration and letting it saturate into your body. So just relax and let that vibration just really just saturate you as much as serves highest good. Whoa, they are turning it up to 11 for you, aren't they, Sandrea?
This is amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, you're getting a strong one. They're still doing it, too. So.
Oh, my goodness.
And again, Everyone's getting this. Everyone's getting the healing they need custom to them. So it doesn't matter how long Sundrea takes. Everyone's getting their healing needs met at the same time. Everybody's winning right now. Okay, it feels like they're finally winding you down there, Sundrea. Just relax while they do this final part of the process. Yeah, they're really soaking it into your body, your energy, your cells. She'll have the maximum ongoing benefit from this. Yeah, I'm getting they flush some COVID energy and some other stuff too. Yeah, does your whole body feel all tingly and full of light now?
Oh, yes.
Good.
Yeah, I feel full of bliss.
Good. Yeah, you got a nice little human-divine merge there going. It looks pretty good. Well done.
Thank you.
Do you feel complete?
I do. Thank you, right. And thank you, everyone on this call. I am so grateful.
Oh, we're grateful you were the first to step up. Thanks for setting a really good example of how to receive the energy. Yeah, and feel free to hang around as long as you can, drop out when you need to. It's all good.
Thank you.
Welcome. Looks like Brian has unmuted. You wanted to be next, Brian?
Yes, thank you, Benjamin.
You're welcome. So what would you like to be different after we finish with you?
So primarily, I dislocated my shoulder roughly about 25 years ago. Mm. And just of late, I've been experiencing some tremendous deep tissue pain between my left deltoid tying into my upper pectoral region.
Okay.
So that whole shoulder area, the lower shoulder area, mm-hmm. is some deep pain that I've been experiencing for a week now that I haven't felt in a long, 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 long time.
Right. All right, so you would like that healed to the greatest extent that serves highest good?
Yes, please.
All right, that is a clear and easy request. Thank you. All right, Brian, you just chill and receive. I know you do that well. So everyone else, please repeat after me if you wish. Allies, please flow the energy through me for Brian's highest good. Please grant him the maximum physical healing in his left shoulder and pectoral area to eliminate the pain he's experiencing, create lasting healing and optimal functionality in this area of his body. Let this be so to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. All right, release the words and relax and be the conduit. Whoa. I bet you're feeling that, Brian.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's strong. Okay, they're turning it up. So everyone relax. You're doing great. We have a really strong flow for Brian. And as before, some of us may feel it's a little challenge in our own body as we process things for him. If there are related things that aren't strictly in that area, the allies will get those as well. So everyone just relax, be passive, and let's let the magic work. I'm getting the sense of torn muscle being healed.
Hmm.
Anyone who's feeling heavy energy coming through them, know that the eyes will only give you as much as you can do. Nobody's ever going to get overwhelmed doing invocations or an Awakening Plus event. The allies will not let that happen. Brian, I'm getting the sense of some of this heavy energy wanting to go out your left arm, but it feels kind of stuck. Is that your experience too?
I feel my left arm radiating very intensely right now.
Yeah, it's warming up. Can you hold attention not only in the painful area, but in your entire left arm at the same time?
Okay.
Try that. There, it's already starting to flow out. Good.
Oh yeah, I feel that.
You need a little bit of attention. So hold all that at the same time if you can.
Okay.
Staying passive. Your attention's all they need. That's pretty sticky, but they'll get it. Just stay with it. And I can feel the temptation of some of us on who are holding space for Brian wanting to do something. Please don't. Please don't bring in effort or willpower here. Just stay passive. You're going to be much more helpful to him if you just stay passive from your personality and let the allies take all the initiating on their end. They got it. And Brian, if there's pain, just be 100% present with the pain, no filter. Feel it completely. That will most quickly and efficiently let it go. If you're willing to feel it fully once, it doesn't have to come back.
Okay.
Whoa, did you feel that shift right there?
I did.
Your whole body's vibrating, isn't it?
For the most part.
Yeah, good. All right, just be with that. Huh, interesting. They now want you to simply feel your entire body at once. No special focus anywhere else, okay? Just feel the whole body and the energy that's going on there, okay?
Yeah.
Just really passive, using minimum effort needed to feel that. Yeah, feel the altered state they're putting you into?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's for healing. So just,
I hope I...
yeah, just relax, let the altered state just be there. It's a healing field and it feels good. All good. Ooh, sorrow? Is that some old emotional pain coming up there?
Most likely, yeah.
Yeah, so please feel that completely with no filter. They might not seem related, but you feeling and releasing this old emotional pain is directly tied into the shoulder. So, and others are feeling it too. I'm feeling it. So anyone else who's hearing my voice, who's feeling the sadness and sorrow come up, just feel that completely with Brian. If you're feeling it, a portion is being given to you to help him out. Brian is very capable of this sort of thing, but we're here to help. So just be with whatever you're feeling. Yeah, so just feel the sorrow, Brian. Just be with it. If you need to cry or make sound, it's all good. If you're embarrassed, you can mute yourself. Whatever. Just be with it, though, and I encourage you just to feel, make sound, move the body if you have to. Just let this stuff go. Yeah, this is old.
Yeah, once you said that, I felt this unstuck. I felt that energy lift.
Good. Yeah, they're still lifting it. Stay with it. Yeah, just really feel it all the way. Don't hold back. I promise it won't be too much. Got to feel it to heal it. If you feel emotional pain completely in a process like this, that pain is done and gone. So just one last time, be done with it.
Felt like it was tied in from my solar plexus to my heart.
Interesting. Everyone's doing beautiful work holding space for Brian. Again, whatever you're feeling is challenging. Everyone just feel it. Be present with it. Be okay with what's happening. You would not be called upon to assist if you were not ready and able. And nothing will stick after we're done. It'll be nice and clean and clear. Nice. Feels like you settled into a sweet space there, Brian.
It does feel that way.
How's the shoulder feeling? Is it feeling any different?
It feels a lot more loose instead of so tight.
Good. How's the pain level? Any different?
I'm moving it a little bit more now. It is vastly different.
Better or worse?
Much better.
Okay, good. They're not done. Just happy to hear that it's improving. Good. Whoa. Flushing all four limbs there. Just let all that. Oh, you got a royal flush going on there, brother. All the cards are on the table. Just let that clear. Woo. Yeah.
That is a lot.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry about what it is. Just let it go. And so grateful to each and every one of you who is not Brian, who is here live or on the recording. Your space holding is what is letting this happen. The healing field created by a lot of people is really powerful. And I'm noticing subtle healing for everyone but Brian. It's kind of low key, but there's a little bit in the background. But the allies are putting most of the focus on him right now. I leave myself on camera when I shake and vibrate just to take all the shame away from it. It's perfectly fine to let your body do whatever it needs to do to process. Whatever it needs to process. So it feels like, does it feel like it's pretty much calmed down now, Brian? The energy is kind of still compared to what it was?
On an energetic level, it has dissipated.
Okay. Let's give it a minute to see if they're really done or if they're just resting. I'm not feeling anything more happening. Are you?
After that, it had severely died down, so it's very calm now.
Okay. So how does the shoulder feel now?
Yeah, it is so much better.
Okay, good. Any other loose ends anywhere in your body that need attention?
No, that was primarily it. I thank good. You all much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for stepping up and giving us the privilege of service for you, man. Thank you.
Much love. Jason, thank you.
All right. And this is a note. Isn't it interesting that he presented with a purely physical symptom, and it turns out it was an emotional wound that was driving it? And the body will do that time and again. It will, if there's something energetically, emotionally, whatever, that needs attention, and you're not doing it, it will throw up a physical symptom to get your attention. And then if you do a technique like this, an energetic process, then the physical symptom will lead to the emotional thing. Once that gets cleared, then all the downstream symptoms, including physical, tend to clear up. So awesome. All right. Who's next? Joanne, hi.
Hi. Hi. I have, as long as we're on the emotional, physical route, I've been having some unhealthy cravings, which is really, really strange. Like peach pie, I haven't had it for years. And just weird stuff. So I would like an optimal emotional and physical health.
Okay.
Because I don't know what's causing these goofy cravings I'm getting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you also want your pie craving to be impeached.
Exactly. I mean, and it's there's more stuff. It's like heavy food. Like I don't eat heavy food, but I'm wanting heavy food. Like I'm in survival because we're going to run out of food. Something like that, maybe.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
So we'll go for optimal physical and emotional health and the release of cravings for unhealthy food. Shall we? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yep.
You relax and be passive. You know the drill. Everyone else, please repeat after me. Allies, please flow the energy through me for Joanne's highest good. Optimal health on all levels, including physical and emotional. And may all cravings for unhealthy food be eliminated. Let all this be so, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. All right. Y'all just open up the pipeline again. And Joanne, you just passively receive and just feel.
Okay.
I feel like we're approaching this evening with great piety.
I would say, how cheesy is that?
It just gives me encrust appreciation. Had enough puns, let's just flow energy.
I think I just gained 5 pounds.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's coming. I feel the allies grinning, right? All right. Yeah, just whatever you need to do to clear it, Joanne, just do it. Does that energy feel pretty strong there, Joanne?
I'm getting buzzing around my head.
Okay, good.
Like a mixer is going around.
We'll step out of the kitchen.
Yeah. Stay out of the kitchen. That's exactly. Good idea. Yep.
Just let it roll. Yeah, I'm feeling it. Yeah, make sure, Joanne, you're really, really passive here.
Just okay.
Let them
I dropped to zero effort. I'm passive, and I just feel the energy.
Oh, wow. What a difference that made. Do you feel it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, just stay passive. That seems optimal right now. I'm feeling a lot of heavy flowing up my feet. Yeah, we got it going. And, oh, there's plenty of healing in the field for everyone. We didn't get so much mm-hmm. with Brian because he really needed it mostly for him, but the allies have plenty to spare now. So Joanne's getting a lot of healing, and so is everybody else who's hearing my voice. So as before, just stay passive, everyone, and effortlessly both be the conduit for her and receive your healing, and it all will run at the same time. Just fine. They are passing on a little tip for you when you have those cravings, if they come again.
Uh-huh.
What I'm getting is it's emotionally based eating. It's your okay. stress or some kind of challenging emotion, and it looks like so many of us, you're eating to numb that feeling.
Yep.
So if you're willing, when you have that craving to eat, just turn inside and say, okay, where am I feeling a challenging emotion?
Okay.
And if you're then willing to maybe just do a healing invocation and put your attention where the challenging feeling is, that might clear that
okay.
that challenging emotion that's just sort of a knee-jerk mm-hmm. reaction to eat something. And food.
Oh, okay.
So that might be worth a shot.
Yeah, thank you. That makes sense.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I totally get it.
But it was like I peach pie. I haven't had a peach pie since I was a teenager, probably. I mean, it's odd. It's kind of that odd. So
well, it might be that a wound got triggered up that relates to that part of your life.
And that was it, what I was also thinking, because I was talking to my cousin who I grew up with, and she was making a peach pie. So like a week or two later, I'm making a peach pie and I don't even eat sugar. Hey, so it's
Joanne,
like,
Joanne.
Okay. Okay.
You know, what okay. I'm saying, right. If you're talking, okay. you're not passive.
So true.
Just relax.
Okay. I yeah. dropped to zero effort. I'm passive and I feel the energy.
There you go. Much better. Yeah. I feel the difference.
Okay.
You don't have to understand it to heal it. Just
right.
Yeah. And I apologize for getting you started.
No, it's just a tendency to explain it.
Yeah. All right. So now we can both go silent.
Okay. Good idea.
Here we are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't hold back. You need to cry. Ooh, that's big. Just feel that.
Oh. Oh, my heart hurts.
Yeah. Be there with the pain, Joanna. If you're willing to feel that pain completely, this is the last time you ever have to feel it.
Oh.
And big thanks to everyone else who's feeling with us. Just hold your share if it's coming up. Yeah, that pain is filling the entire field now. All of us can hold it together.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay, the pain is holding in the field. It's not going away. So everyone just needs to feel it and just be passive. Just feel only. Please don't get in your head about it. Everyone just feel. Just feel. Now it's transmuting. Good. That's better. Stay with that. You're doing great. Got a strong flush. Stay with it, Joanne. You're doing wonderful. Okay. You're doing really well.
All right.
It's not easy staying with that pain, but the better you can do that, the more completely and fully you will heal.
I'm missing all my dead relatives and all my life relatives.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
Yeah. Yeah, just feel the pain of that.
Most of them are dead.
Mm-hmm. Stay with the feeling. Else is feeling a similar pain of missing people, alive or dead, just feel that as well, please. It'll heal you and support Joanne.
Oh, God. It's very heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Very heavy.
Yeah, but it's moving. Stay with it. Is it too bad?
No, it's just, I just keep seeing a legion of people, just like a million people.
Okay, it's all right. Stay with it. Just stay with the people. Feeling especially. Visuals are fine.
I feel them all. I'm feeling them.
Yeah. Yeah, this is not just your pain, Joanne. You're processing their pain too.
I know.
This is huge service you're doing here. Huge service. Well done. And that means the rest of us are also part of this beautiful service that Joanna's doing right here. What beautiful, beautiful moment. Allies, we are honored to be of service in this way. Thank you for this privilege.
Feels like generations of people. Mm-hmm. Like generations of lots of.
Yeah, it probably is.
Lots of families, not only mine.
Yep. You've stuck on lineage clearing and you're clearing for like whoever needs it.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. It's like people with their hands up, lots of them.
Yeah. So yeah, we don't have to make any decisions about that. That's not
right. Yeah. I just feel that. That's what I'm feeling. They're reaching out.
So everyone just stay passive. Again, no one on this call has to make any kind of decisions about what kind of healing to do or not do. The allies are taking care of everything.
Just go passive. I am passive.
Yep. Everyone is being used in the way that serves highest good of everyone, including us. And if you're being a processor of heavy energy, you will absolutely be rewarded for that. All service is rewarded. So it feels like it's finally starting to calm down a little.
Yeah.
All right. Just stay good. Stay with it. Keep our focus all the way to this process here. Okay, we're on the downslope. Nearly done. Y'all stay with us for just a little while longer here. Y'all are doing a slow wrap up to make sure all the energies are in the right place when we're done. Making sure no one has any heavy energy left in them from this process. And there's the reward right there. If y'all can feel that sweet divine energy coming in right now, that euphoric energy. Yeah, there's the thank you. Whoa. Thank you, allies. Joanne, do you feel that euphoria right there?
I feeling a wave of an energy, like a pink colored energy, I think.
Does it feel good?
Yeah. Not sure. It feels like a mixed blessing.
All right. Then
yeah.
Fine. I'm getting the euphoria, but
okay.
You made it a little longer. That's okay. We'll make that time.
Like bales of hay, like it's rolling out, like a bunch of them are just going, you know, like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Like they keep going, you know, you have bales of hay, one comes up and then the next one, then the next one, then
oh,
the
right,
next
right.
one. Like, yeah, like dominoes. It's like that is what happened, is what's happening. Waves of energy, waves. Of-
All right. I got it.
Uh huh. It's clearing.
Good. Okay, I'm feeling a possible completion point there. How are you feeling?
I'm just seeing pioneers. I don't know. It's just, it's kind of like continuing, like it went from here to backwards, you know, like that.
Okay. All right. Let's put your attention on the actual energetic state of your body.
That is the energetic. It's like going backwards. It's clearing backwards is what it feels like.
Okay.
So if it doesn't feel like it's finalized, it keeps feeling like it's continuing, like waves keep coming in.
Okay, thank you.
That's what I mean, yeah.
All right, let me feel if that process for you to continue solo or if that needs to stay with the group. Just give me a minute.
Okay.
I'm feeling like the group part of it is complete, Joanne. Are you okay?
Yes. Okay.
Continue that. That's
fine. That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. I feel like there's some more to be something left. I don't know.
All right.
Okay.
So we'll move to the next person, but if you need
to
just jump in and.
Okay. I just think it's just something I'm going to process. It's just doesn't feel complete is what I know.
Okay. All right. So you continue doing your solo and I will try to remember after we do the next person to check back in with you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Thank you all.
All right.
I think we cleared a bunch. Wow.
You did. That sure felt like it. Okay.
Thank you.
Well done, Joanne and everybody. Wow. The Alza said, this is one of your best of calls. we'll put it in there for sure. Okay. Thanks, Joanne. I'm going to mute you.
Thank you.
And who's next? We've got another 30 minutes here. Is it Cass or Jim?
Jim.
Hey, Jim. Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So this is something we tried probably a couple of years ago working on. It's a ongoing thing. I have scar tissue in my bone marrow, and as a result, I'm anemic. So the request is to heal the scar tissue and have healthy blood.
Healthy blood. All right. That's an easy request. Thank you. At least easy to understand and invoke. We'll see how easy it is to heal. Hopefully it is. Okay. So you know what to do. Just stay passive, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Everyone else, I invite you to repeat the following after me. Allies, please flow the energy through me for Jim's highest good. May his bone marrow scar tissue be healed. And may his blood be made completely healthy. And optimally life supporting. Let this be so to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. All right, there we go. Y'all know what to do. Just be passive pipes. Jim, you just receive, and here we go. Jim, are you feeling that heat in your body?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, holy fire. Just let it burn out what doesn't need to be there. Whoa, I think we all just went into an altered state there. Beautiful. Oh, it's sweet. Here, everyone, really, if you're feeling what I'm feeling here, this beautiful altered state, just relax into that completely. Let it saturate you. I feel like everyone's getting this and not just Jim. Yeah, for what he needs, it'll work better if we're all in this beautiful state of being. And also the energy we're now saturated with is part of our own healing. So once again, Jim's getting healed. All the rest of us are getting healed. Everybody's getting what they need here. Yeah, I can feel them there working inside your bone marrow, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And then just shifted the frequency again. Just relax into that, everybody. Whoa. That is a sweet space. Everyone enjoy that? Jim, is that a pretty strong altered space right there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just relax into that. The more you really open to that, the more healing you're going to get. Same for everybody else. Everyone just let go. They're encouraging zero effort. The field is plenty strong enough to hold everybody. Just be. Now they're focusing energy into your brain, it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
And some kind of chemistry they're encouraging in there to support your blood. So I'm feeling the energy declining now, just kind of settling down. So Jim and everyone else, just let the energy saturate you and integrate, bringing as much of this higher vibration as it can for your highest good. I think they're nearly done. I'm feeling some very subtle things happening, but most of it feels like it's in the rear view. We'll stay with it a moment longer. Does that feel complete, Jim?
Yeah, you can move on. There's a lot going on in my brain still, but I'll just keep working on it solo.
All right, let me tune into that. Theologists saying move on. They're saying you can continue your process as we do so. Okay, I will leave just a second. If Joanne needs any support, Joanne, if you're needing support, jump in. If not, just stay muted. Looks like she's okay. All right, we got time for one more person. Who's it going to be? So Laura has typed audio difficulties. I can no longer hear Benjamin. So if you can hear me right now, type yes in the chat, please. Patricia types yes. Would love to see one more yes to feel good about that. I know y'all are feeling pretty stoned, but. All right. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, good. So it looks like Laura's issue is unique to her. We are transmitting audio to others. So Laura, I don't know. Well, if she's not hearing me, what's the point of talking? So I just hope Laura can figure out her audio. If not, she's got the recording afterward. All right. Is there a final person who'd like to receive healing tonight in the hot seat?
If nobody else wants to leap up, I would like to leap up. But if somebody else would like it, I can move back.
Okay. Well, let's mute you for just a sec, Patricia. See if anyone else. All right. So Patricia is ready but willing to step aside. So if you would like to be in the hot seat, step up right now or it'll be Patricia's. It's all yours, dear. How can we help you?
Okay. My hands and my feet and my arms and my legs and my spine, I think they're, I don't know, they all hurt, so I would like them to stop hurting and feel better.
Okay.
You know, just basic maximum health and vitality. And, you know, I want to go out and dance. Dance down the streets.
All right. We got it. Okay. You relax. And everyone else, I invite you to say the following. Allies, please flow the energy through me for Patricia's highest good, for optimum health and vitality, and the elimination of all pain from all parts of her body, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Is there something better? Okay, one last time, folks, become hollow reeds. And Patricia, you just relax and receive. Patricia, are you feeling that energy?
Yes, yes.
Good. You just relax and enjoy that. Stay passive. And once again, the allies are turning on the healing for everybody, including Patricia. So everyone just be chill and let the allies take care of you being the conduit and the recipient of healing at the same time. Mm-hmm. Patricia, looks like they're even having you send healing energy to others. Mm-hmm. All right. Just relax. Don't try to do that, but if it happens, just let it run. The allies are quite clever about these things. As before, if any of you hollow reeds are feeling heavy energy coming through you, just relax and let it process. As always, none of us is going to get overwhelmed or have any of the heavy energy stick around afterward. I just felt the energy come to stasis, and Patricia, what I'm feeling now is it was clearing before. Now it's just like saturating you with good energy.
Yeah.
So good. Just let that soak in. They've made space for it. Now they're infusing it. Mm-hmm. Whoa, that's a beautiful stay right there. Everyone just relax and enjoy this euphoria right here. If what you're experiencing is not what I'm describing, as always, just go with what's happening for you. And now the healing intensity is firing up again. So Patricia, just let that energy move however it will. Patricia, how's it feeling?
It's feeling really good. There's just something in the middle of my chest. Okay. I just feel aware of it.
Is it feeling like it wants to move?
I'm not sure. It's like a circling energy.
Okay, just stay with that a moment longer. I feel like we're mostly done, but let's give them a minute to wrap that up if they want to with that chest thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is it flushing out your arms?
Absolutely.
Good, let it go. And feel whatever you feel there. Yeah, how's that feeling now?
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
You feel complete with your healing round?
I do. Thank you.
All right, well done.
Thank you all.
Okay. All right, everybody. That's our last hot seat person. We'll just take a few minutes here and open it up to any questions or comments anyone has. If anyone has not been a hot seat person and would like to maybe share their experience or ask a question, or anyone who was in the hot seat and just, you know, commenting as a holder of space, whatever. So anyhow, anyone who would like to share something, this is a good moment to do it, either live or in the chat. Pancha Avatar typed beyond. Thank you. Any other feedback or questions from anyone? Joanne.
Hi, I just have a
addition, the healing scenario, it just kept going with more and more people. Huh. And then it started going into what I felt was like civil war and clearing of the land. And it's got into like, you know, wars, dead bodies and wars and civil wars and Native American, whatever. I mean, it started just doing a whole bunch.
Wow.
Like a lot of unhealed, you know, instant death scenarios, right?
Right.
I don't know, but I mean, that's what when I was doing hay bales, it was like going backward, like pioneers, and it kept going backward. It was going back in history, and it just wasn't my family. It was just a lot.
Wow.
And it was like my heart in my chest felt like it was just like being ripped apart. It was like, oh my God. It was like, you know, like that, like your heart was just wrenching. I was wrenching and all these arms were holding. I don't know I was just going to say, did anybody feel that? Like all these arms were reaching out to me. It was like, oh my God.
Mm.
And it wasn't just my people. That's what I'm saying. It was just a lot, like legions. Like, you know how you have an army and there's legions of men everywhere? Yeah. But it was like that. It was like a humongous number of, I don't know. I would just wonder if anybody else felt that, because that was like, and it just didn't stop. It kept going and going so, and the land and that.
So how are you doing right now?
I'm good. I was just totally like out there still in like, I was kind of going into that higher space. Like I wasn't seeing the people anymore and feeling it so much. I was just in a higher space. Like and it was,
were you ever overwhelmed at any point?
I was about as overwhelmed when I sat through those movies like The Blue and the Gray and The North and the South or whatever those ones when everybody's getting killed or whatever. Uh-huh. Like that, it was like intense. So I didn't get overwhelmed, but it is a bit much, you know?
Okay. Yeah, apparently you've got, I just wanted to be sure that you never felt genuinely overwhelmed.
No, but I mean, it was like I'm telling you, this was like a ton of people, a ton.
Yeah.
And that's why I didn't say it was finishing, because it kept coming and coming, and, you know, that whole thing. But
yeah. So thank you very much for
yeah.
amazing job you did holding space for that. That was extraordinary.
That's all. I just wanted to share. I didn't know if anybody else felt it, but that was intense. But yeah. Thank you all.
Yeah.
Thank you all.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that. That was amazing service. So.
Yeah. That was, I Joanne, to kind of piggyback on what you were saying.
Yeah, Patricia.
Yeah.
Deanna, are we done? Waiting? So can we?
Oh, sorry, I'll be quiet.
Okay, thanks. Deanna, hi.
Hi. I had a very vivid experience while holding space for Joanne.
Uh-huh.
It started as, it felt like a baby clutching to my chest.
Uh-huh.
But like an infant. And then I realized, no, this is in the womb. This is in water. And then it got bigger and bigger. And then it was an infant on my chest. And then it was a toddler on my chest. And then it got bigger and bigger. And then all of a sudden it was holding space and radiating out for everybody, all ages.
Wow.
And so it was something small that grew bigger. And I get the word ancestors. I kept getting the word ancestors. So it really coincides with what Joanne's experience was.
Yeah.
It just was very, it was this vivid image feeling that morphed from, you know, just beginning all the way through the lifespan.
Mm.
So I don't know if, yeah, I don't know how to put it into words other than that. It started as one sensation and it grew bigger and it grew up. It just grew up.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't give a literal interpretation to it, but I definitely feel the vibe of that. And that was your own imagery around the generational healing process and the, not just generational, but the,
yeah, ancestors. It kept getting the words ancestors.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it was intense.
Wow. Are you okay?
Yeah, absolutely. After that session, then I started being taken out of it more. Like things would start with somebody and then I would just be gone and then I would come back. And so, I don't know if I was processing bigger things, but I was taken out of it a bit tonight.
Okay, what they're telling me is your human self was given a rest, but your divine essence was very much at work with the rest of us.
Yeah. So, yeah, it feels that way.
Yeah, cool. Well done.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, also Brian has typed, just want to thank you all again. So much appreciation. My shoulder is feeling much better. Many blessings. Yay. I'm so glad, Brian. And
my turn now?
Yeah, your turn now. Go ahead.
I loved what both of you were saying, Deanna and Joanne. For me, it's like, it's because I've been feeling this stuff and it in mine, I was hearing Led Zeppelin's Got a Whole Lot of Love. Uh-huh. And then it felt like I was in the Space Mountain ride in Disneyland. And then there were all these lights. And then it was really cool, but it was also feeling like there was all this stuff going on. And then at the end, I was back here and there was this circle of this like whirling blue white stuff in the middle of my chest. And I wasn't sure what it was. It's kind of like what's behind you, only it was going in the wrong direction, Benjamin. Okay. And then I just, and you said, I'm like, I don't know. And then it just sort of dissipated and flowed out along my arms. Hmm. I think we healed a lot of stuff today, guys. I mean, I think we healed a lot of pain.
It was kind of like individual healing and Monday night neurosupport rolled into one.
and it was a trip because I don't usually, hear Led Zeppelin when I do healings or meditations, and I don't usually feel like I'm in Space Mountain, with all the flashing lights. And yeah, it was kind of trippy, but I'm perfectly clean and sober. So,
these are powerful things we're doing here, no question about it.
Yeah, it was awesome. I love you guys. You guys are awesome.
We love you too. Thank you. All right. Anyone else before we wrap it up? I don't want to go much over 90 minutes. We're slightly past 90, but any last people who want to share or ask something? And just a little note, I was sad to see that Laura has lost audio and was in the chat but not hearing. Just as a future technical point, if anyone's ever on a call and you lose video or audio or something, just disconnect and come back on and see if that fixes it. Sometimes you might have to try from a different device, possibly. Those are just some possible troubleshooting things if you're having trouble on any Zoom call. So just some thoughts for future. Alrighty, so it's again September 7, Wednesday. Tomorrow night we do our monthly astrology call. That's going to be shifted now in the sense that I'm not going to do the forecast anymore. That's already posted online in more, helpful form than I could just shorthand it here. And plus, if I don't do that, then there's more time to do mini readings for folks. And we'll keep that down to 90 minutes tops. So anyone who wants to get into some astrology tomorrow night, feel free to join us. All right. So grateful to all of you. So thanks for showing up. Thanks for the amazing space we held tonight that did healing for so many and not just us. So y'all are awesome. Thanks for being here. And we'll see you again on another call soon. Bye-bye.